You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Flaky biscuits and a half gallon of Dole Classic Lemonade, and it is available for purchase. Okay, then, that is the end of my radio communication. Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
Limited time offer. Pricing and participation may vary.
Those record profits companies are reporting may not be all they're cracked up to be, AP correspondent Sandy Kozel reports.
As the stock market climbs even higher, professional investors are warning that companies are presenting misleading versions of their results that ignore a wide variety of normal costs of running a business. That's to make it seem like they're doing better than they really are. An analysis of results from 500 major companies by the AP found that at one of every five companies, these adjusted profits were higher than net income by 50% or more. What's worse, the financial analysts who are supposed to fight corporate spin are often playing along, largely passing along the rosy numbers instead of challenging the companies. I'm Sandy Kozel.
A Navy Cross will be awarded today posthumously to a Marine killed in Iraq as his family continues its fight for an even higher honor to be awarded. The family of Sergeant Rafael Peralta says he deserves the Medal of Honor for covering a grenade in November of 2004 in Fallujah, shielding his troops from the blast. The Defense Department says Peralta was not conscious when he smothered the grenade with his body. A United Airlines plane carrying more than 70 people skidded off a runway at Buffalo Niagara International Airport while landing in strong winds. Officials say it happened late last night to Flight 3796. It took off from Washington Dulles. No injuries were reported. For more news, go to usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, Financial Advisor at Patton Hidine Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hidine Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hidine Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
And let's see, the temperature here in beautiful downtown Flemington is 74 degrees. This afternoon, we're looking at a 40% chance of showers. Let me get my glasses on because I'm old and I can't see. With a high of 80. Tonight, a 60% chance of showers likely with a low of 67. And on Tuesday, a 50% chance of scattered thunderstorms with a high of 83. Tuesday night, a 30% chance of scattered thunderstorms with a low of 61. Stay tuned for the Medical Center on the air. Thank you. Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is Richard G. again. I've been here for the last 2 hours. Here I am in the third hour, and this is the Medical Center on the air. And my guest today is John Haspel. Is that right?
Haspel. That's right.
Okay. I have been known to sometimes butcher people's names. And John, why don't you tell me what you do at the Medical Center and about you?
Well, I am the meditation instructor at Hunterdon Healthcare's Integrative Medicine Department. I hold a weekly class Wednesday evenings at 7:15. And I guess my qualifications for doing that is I've been meditating since my mid-20s, and I'm just about 60 now, so for 35 years.
Okay, now, first of all, I'm not sure what the Integrative Medicine Department is.
Ah, well, I hope I can explain it well.
Well, it's
enough.
Something close, yeah.
Excuse me.
Give me a ballpark.
Just about a year ago, the leadership at Hunterdon Healthcare were approached with the idea, this is probably actually a year and a half ago, with the idea of bringing integrative medicine into the hospital. So integrative medicine is complementary practices, mostly that people can use to take control of their own well-being.
Okay.
In other words, it's not a reactionary type of medicine.
Would holistic medicine be included in this? That's
certainly part of it.
Okay. Okay.
And then there's specific practices that that are offered there, meditation being one. There's acupuncture, massage, yoga, tai chi.
Reiki.
And things like Himalayan healing bowls, which you wouldn't think would be part of that, but it's such an effective practice.
Okay. I know what that is.
Ah, good.
I've heard them before.
Have you?
Yes.
Yeah, it's quite an amazing experience.
It is. So you've been, and see, I usually, every time I have a guest, I have something that I can talk about that they're related to. But I know nothing about meditation.
Well, meditation has a lot of different meanings today. What I teach is a meditation method that's primarily used to develop a deep level of concentration. There's a word that's used in Buddhist literature called samadhi. And samadhi is often translated to mean concentration, but an even better and more apt translation is a non-distracted mind. So meditation practice within the proper framework is to develop a non-distracted mind. And the biggest distraction that we all have is our own thoughts.
Sure.
We get caught up in our thoughts. People talk about monkey mind. And so meditation is a way of calming that down.
Okay, now let me just ask you this. For years, I worked at Newsweek magazine, and I'd work 18 to 20-hour days. And when I had a loft in Manhattan, I would walk home at maybe 5 o'clock in the morning just to try to get some of that out of my mind.
Yep.
But I'd usually come home and have a drink or two. But if I laid down and shut my eyes, all I heard and saw was everything that just happened in the last 18 hours. Now, if I knew some meditation, would that have helped me get back to sleep or get to sleep?
I think it would have helped you greatly. So meditation is not... the focus of meditation is not to get to sleep.
Okay.
Obviously,
yeah.
Sleeping is not meditation.
Sure, sure.
But within the framework of a daily practice, a consistent practice, it will certainly help your sleep. One of the things that if you just lay down, you got home from work, your mind is racing, you laid down, you closed your eyes, and instead of just thinking, if you started becoming aware of the sensation of breathing in your body and use that awareness of your breath, mindfulness of your breath, very quickly your mind would start to settle down.
Really?
That's exactly how it works.
I'll definitely try that.
Well,
because my problem is, even now, when I do go to bed, I'm always thinking.
Yeah.
My mind's racing. I'm thinking. A lot of times I'm working on a piece of art when I go to bed, and I'm thinking what I'm going to do with it next time, you know, when I'm up. And it's hard for me to fall asleep.
So being mindful of your breath is just giving your thought pattern something to focus on rather than just chasing your thoughts, following one thought with another. Instead of doing that, you interrupt that pattern. I refer to that as conditioned mind, the need to follow one thought with another thought. So the simple practice of being mindful of your breath as it's occurring interrupts that conditioned thinking, and it gives you a point of focus. The more you do it, the deeper your concentration becomes. The more you're well concentrated, the more you can choose the way you want to think about your life and yourself. And it really comes down to that. Now, meditation, the way that I teach it and the way it was first presented, is part of a practice that has seven other components that support each other. And those components in total are called an Eightfold Path.
Okay.
Nothing magical or mystical about it. It's just a practical way of living our lives and developing meditation.
And we could talk about that in a second.
Sure.
Why don't I break now for commercials, and when we get back, we'll talk about that.
Good.
Okay. I'm going to break for some commercials. I'll be right back with after these messages once I get my sheet turned over and know which ones I have to punch. Okay. We'll be right back after this.
Hello. This is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hi, I help students gain admission to colleges that are a great academic, social, and financial fit, where they will be successful, happy, and graduate on time with minimal debt. Email Diana at creativecollegeconsulting.com for a free consultation.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HunterdonChamberRadio.com app today.
And we're back. This is Richard G. This is the Medical Center on the Air, and I have John Haspel with me. And first of all, John, before you explain all this about meditation, how did you get involved in meditation?
I was about 25 years old, and my life just wasn't working. I had no direction. I was in trouble on a lot of different levels. And as part of changing that direction in my life, somebody suggested meditation. And so I started looking into it, and over the years I studied different techniques with different teachers. And it became one of the most important aspects of my life. And that, with a few other changes, literally changed the course, the direction of my life. And I've been meditating now for almost 35 years.
And how often do you meditate during a day?
Typically twice a day. I meditate as soon as I get up, around 5 a.m., and I like to meditate around 12 hours later. It's just a nice balance. And
okay.
I'm usually home around 5 or 5:30, so that's
okay.
my second meditation. Even after all these years, I don't meditate for long periods of time. It's typically a half hour each session. Once in a while, when I feel like it, I might meditate for longer, you know, or give myself a couple hours in meditation. But the most important thing about any meditation practice is just that consistency, doing it every day, you know, mm-hmm. regular schedule.
Well, I think that's probably true about almost anything.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
You know, it's, I get up every morning and walk on my treadmill for 30 minutes.
Yep.
But if I don't do it, I miss it.
Exactly.
And I'm sure it's the same thing with meditation.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a long time since I missed any session, but even the people that I teach, after they develop a routine, and that's pretty quick, they'll notice it when, you know, when they didn't meditate in the morning and the day just doesn't seem to go right, or they're,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's hard to just stay focused. It's a very powerful and practical technique.
It's talking about staying focused. It's interesting because my son's from Korea. He's a fourth-degree black belt in Taekwondo, studying to be his fifth degree, but he's the most focused person I know. Even as a tiny child, he loved to fish. Now, you know, most kids will throw the thing in the water and that's it. He would just stand there watching and not move, and he would stand for hours just focused on fishing,
yeah,
catching those fish. And he liked to turn them loose again, except he liked catfish. If we caught one, then we'd cook it because he liked to eat catfish. But he was very focused, and I don't know if that's because he's been doing Taekwondo since he was six or what, but he's a very focused. Anything that he does, if he's going to be really into it, he's focused on it.
Yeah.
He just doesn't vary.
He has a well-concentrated mind, and I would bet that Taekwondo has contributed to
that
greatly.
That might be it, but he's probably the most focused person I know.
Yeah.
And I know just from he's now will be a senior at Keene College, and he's 27 because I never forced him to go to school right away, and he was at that time doing music and playing a lot of instruments and stuff, and I just thought it would be best to go when he felt like going.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he's done extremely well, but that's his focus at the moment, college.
Yeah, and what a great focus. And by doing that, you reduce the stress that he might have otherwise had in his life by feeling like he had to do something.
Well, I didn't want it to feel that he had to do it, and then if it didn't work, to feel that he failed.
Yeah.
You know, because I think that happens to too many kids.
Oh, yeah, it happens all the time.
Yeah, you know? And then, oh, I'm failed. I'm a failure. I didn't. You know, I said to him, you can go to college at any age. It'll be there.
That's right.
It's not going anywhere. Why don't you work on this stuff you're doing now and let me know when you think you might be ready. And one day he came to me and said, you know, I'd like to go.
Yeah.
And that was it. And when he was ready, he was focused. And when he did, he went to RVCC and did it in like 2 years or so because he just went in the summer and everything.
Yeah, and you bring up a good point. He was ready to do it.
Yes.
He had the intention behind it to actually partake in this.
This is what I want to do now.
Yeah.
And it's not that somebody's saying to me, well, you just graduated from high school, so now you've got to go do that.
Well, that relates to what we're talking about today, too. If you're going to start a meditation practice, the right motivation is because it's something that's good for you, not because you feel it's something that you should be doing or somebody's telling you to do.
Sure.
You understand, at least on a cursory level, that there's some great benefits to do this. And that helps develop the motivation to actually engage in it. You know, at times it can be difficult because most people spend their whole lives and never sit quietly, even just for a few minutes. It just goes against the way that we're made up. But if you have a technique that works and shows you the benefits very quickly, then you'll take the practice. Then you'll continue and do it consistently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that brings in that framework that we talked about too. It's not just sitting. It's not just quieting your mind and just wandering around aimlessly. There's actually a focus for the practice of meditation itself, and then a larger focus for integrating our lives into this practice.
Okay, now you talked about 7 or 8 steps or whatever.
Yep. The Eightfold Path.
Eightfold Path.
So let me preface that by saying what I teach and where the Eightfold Path comes from is Buddhist meditation, and the Eightfold Path is the path for developing lasting peace and happiness that the Buddha taught. I think I should demystify who the Buddha was.
Sure.
First. And I think that's important. The Buddha has been portrayed as a mystical and almost godlike person. And the Buddha was nothing like that, although he was, I think, the most compassionate human being that's ever lived and probably the world's greatest thinker. He had the ability or gained the ability to refine his thinking, and that's what his teachings are about.
Even more so than the Dalai Lama?
I think so, but I don't want to put down a Dalai Lama. He's a pretty good thinker.
He's a pretty good thinker. As soon as you, that's who came to my mind when you said that.
Well, people will say, the Dalai Lama, some people will think of maybe Thich Nhat Hanh. Mm-hmm. These are all very well-developed, well-informed Buddhists. The what separates the Buddha from everyone who's followed, even other awakened human beings, is he was the first human being to do that, to awaken. And that's the important point. He was the first, and he did it himself. And he was a human being. There was nothing extraordinary about the Buddha, except he had this strong resolve, in Buddhism it's called right intention, to actually awaken, to put aside everything that's confusing him, everything that's causing stress in his life. And he sat down one day, this is after many years, 6 years of struggling, trying to come to some understanding of the difficulties of life. And he told himself, I'm going to sit here in meditation as long as it takes until I awaken. And he sat down using this technique called shamatha vipassana. Shamatha means to quiet the mind. Vipassana means to gain insight. They're both components of this meditation. He sat in meditation with that strong resolve, and the story goes anywhere from one night to 49 days. The time isn't important. What's important is that he actually achieved awakening. He faced every one of the difficulties that he had in his own mind, and one morning, as he saw the morning star rise in the sky, he awakened. He put all those things behind him, and he was the first human being to do that. But the important thing is that he was a human being. And why is that important? It's important because if one human being did it, we can all do it.
Sure.
And that's exactly how he taught. You want me to get into the Eightfold Path now?
Sure. I'll tell you, we got about 5 minutes before we got to do the news. That should work.
Okay. And let me preface that by saying, when the Buddha awakened, he awakened to something called dependent origination. And dependent origination simply states that from ignorance, from not knowing who we truly are in relation to the world, through a series of occurrences, stress arises in our life. And every one of us knows that there's stress.
Sure.
So he presented that teaching in the context of calling them noble truths. And there's 4 noble truths that the Buddha identified. The first one is simply that there is stress in our lives. The word that's often used is a Pali word. It's dukkha. And dukkha runs the gamut from a mild disappointment to great physical and emotional suffering. But we're all subject to that, being in this world.
Mm-hmm.
The second noble truth is that clinging or craving is the origination and the proliferation of more stress and suffering. We hold on to the things that give us pleasure when we want more of them, and anything that might bring us disappointment, we create great aversion for. That's all part of clinging and craving. The third noble truth, and probably the most important one, is that cessation of this process is possible. And the fourth noble truth is that the path leading to the cessation of these difficulties of stress and clinging is the Eightfold Path. So the Buddha described the problem, the common problem to humanity, and provided the way out, that Eightfold Path. Included in the Eightfold Path is right meditation, but that's the eighth factor. The 7 factors preceding that begin with right view. And right view initially is adopting the view that my opinions of the world, the way I see myself and my relationship to the world and what's occurring in the world, may not be the right opinion. It might not be the right view. So I'm going to undertake this process and hope to develop a right view, a clear way of seeing things. The second factor of the Eightfold Path is right intention. And if you remember, we talked about clinging and craving is the origination and the proliferation of stress. Right intention is the intention to recognize and abandon all the clinging that I have in my life, all the attachments that I have to pleasure and all the aversion that I have to things that are going to disappoint me. The next three factors are the moral and ethical factors of right speech, right action, and right livelihood. And all of those taken together can be boiled down to a few little directions. One is that we remain harmless to ourselves and others, and we don't intentionally cause any harm to ourselves or to other people. We free ourselves of anger, of competitiveness, of aggressiveness. And there's a very direct process. Meditation is an important part of seeing that in all in our lives. The next factor is right effort, and that effort is simply the effort that we put time in on our meditation cushions to actually meditate, but also to develop a broader understanding of this Eightfold Path and how it integrates into our lives. The seventh factor is right mindfulness, and that, as it implies, it's just being mindful of this process, being mindful of the Eightfold Path, being mindful of what develops in meditation. And the final factor is right meditation. So the Buddha taught Shamatha Vipassana meditation for the whole 45 years of his teaching. It's a very specific, a very profound, but also a very easily understood meditation practice. Anybody can do it.
Okay.
I'll break for the news, and then we'll come back.
Okay.
Okay. We'll be right back after these messages and the news.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. President Obama held a press conference earlier from the G7 summit in Germany. During the talks, the countries discussed the fighting between Ukraine and Russian-backed separatists. Obama says Russian President Vladimir Putin has a decision to make.
Does he continue to wreck his country's economy and continue Russia's isolation?
The G7 leaders also agreed not to lift sanctions on Russia until they abide by the Minsk agreement. Authorities have released surveillance video showing the fatal shooting of a Boston man suspected of plotting to kill police officers. Officials say it shows officers shooting 26-year-old Usama Rahim June 2nd after they attempted to question him about terrorist-related information.
And I don't think at this point he was going to go down very easy. There were multiple requests for him to put down that weapon.
That was Police Commissioner William Evans. This is USA Headline News.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Can I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime.
No!
So, want to join our rewards program?
No!
Awesome. We'll talk about it when we land.
Bobby!
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobil, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Clean up with deals on top quality hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Tired of that old carpet? Replace it with stylish and affordable hardwood, like 5-inch pre-finished oak for just 99 cents. It's easier to clean than carpet, and this week we've got it for less than half of what you'd pay at other stores. Or get hand-scraped bamboo for $1.99. It's beautifully textured, and now it's 43% less. Plus, laminate and more from 49 cents and 18 months special financing. Now is the time to roll up that dingy carpet and lay down a quality hardwood floor. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
A white former North Charleston police officer has been indicted on a murder charge in the fatal shooting of an unarmed black man who was running away. The April 4th shooting was captured on video by a bystander, and it showed Officer Michael Slager firing 8 times at 50-year-old Walter Scott.
We're going to be focused on getting all admissible evidence before the judge and jury, and pursuing this case vigorously.
That was Prosecutor Scarlett Wilson. Slegger was charged almost immediately after the video surfaced. Wilson says the death penalty does not apply because there were no aggravating circumstances. Authorities in New York are investigating how two murderers obtained power tools used to break out of prison. It appears they cut through steel walls and bricks at Clinton Correctional Facility. Governor Andrew Cuomo told NBC's Today Show an investigation is being held.
They definitely had help, otherwise they couldn't have done this on their own.
A reward is being offered for information leading to the capture of David Sweat and Richard Matt. This is USA Headline News.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon and Mobil, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Congressman Kevin Brady says it's very important to create jobs in America and to reduce the dependence on federal programs that, according to the Texas lawmaker, is fraught with fraudulent payments. USA's John Clemens reports.
Congressman Kevin Brady says the unemployment insurance program has paid out billions of dollars to individuals who don't qualify for it.
Well, there's way too much fraud and abuse in the unemployment insurance program, nearly $5.5 billion going to people who don't qualify them. Here's my thought on all these safety net programs. First, when it comes to welfare, frankly, no federal program should pay more than a job. And the government ought to fund programs that are proven to work and not a dime to those that don't.
Those improper payments account for more than what the government spends on the nation's job training system, money that could have been spent on actually getting people trained to get back to work. I'm John Clemens.
President Obama says the U.S. Supreme Court probably shouldn't have taken up the latest challenges to his signature health care law. He says the law's working. The High Court is expected to decide soon whether Congress authorized federal subsidy payments, regardless of where people live, or only for residents of states that created their own insurance marketplaces. The decision could have far-reaching implications because millions would lose their insurance if the court says people who enroll through the federal site can't get the subsidies. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And the temperature here in beautiful downtown Flemington is 74 degrees. This afternoon, we're looking at a 40% chance of showers with a high of 80. Tonight, a 60% chance of showers likely with a low of 67, and on Tuesday, a 50% chance of scattered thunderstorms with a high of 83. Tuesday night, 30% chance of scattered thunderstorms with a low of 61. This is Richard G. This is the Medical Center on the Air, and I am speaking with John Haspel, we're talking about meditation. I don't know, do you have a title?
No, just meditation teacher.
Okay. He's a meditation teacher with the hospital in the integrative medicine area.
Yeah.
And we're talking about meditation, which I find very interesting. I just think I think in this day and age, when I went to Vietnam in 1994, what I really enjoyed about I would get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. And in Hanoi, there's a series of lakes, and there's a big one, Wom Kim Lake, which was right near my hotel. I would get up, and around the lake, these people would all be doing Tai Chi, or some of the younger kids would be playing badminton. And the little kids in the street, because there were no cars, would be playing soccer. But I would walk around to the Tai Chi people, and they'd all see me, and I, of course, stood out like crazy, and they'd all want to talk to me and stuff and get me involved with the Tai Chi, and then I would go have breakfast with them. But it seemed like such a great way to start the day.
Yeah.
Because it seemed like in this country, people's feet hit the floor, and they're running, and that's it. And it doesn't stop until later. And there, here they are out at 5 o'clock in the morning. Okay, that was the cooler part of the day, first of all. But they're out there. And then they go back and have a leisurely breakfast and don't particularly hurry to get to where they've got to go. And it was not like here. And I really kind of enjoyed that, to the point that the first time I wandered in on it, after that I was up every morning going over and just talking to people. And sure, I stood out. They wanted to talk to me. They wanted to find out. And it was amazing how many Vietnamese spoke English. Huh. And A lot of the younger Vietnamese spoke English because they studied English when they went to college.
Yeah.
A lot of them spoke three or four languages. Not like this country. But anyway, I thought it was refreshing.
Yeah. What a beautiful way to start your day. You know,
yeah, I thought it was
like that.
It was refreshing. They all seemed to be so energized by it.
That's a good word to use, because that's one of the focuses of Tai Chi and Qigong, to develop your own inner energy. It's called Qi.
Mm-hmm.
Tai Chi and Qigong are both very complementary to a meditation practice, because those very quiet, peaceful, gentle movements help to bring our focus into our bodies.
Okay.
And most of us are so distracted by everything outside of ourselves.
Sure.
That we don't even know where we are. You know, we're either in the past or we're in the future, bouncing around between the two. And a body-based practice like Tai Chi and Qigong are very effective in bringing you into this, what's occurring in this present moment. Integrative medicine has a great Tai Chi teacher. His name is Judy Hasten. And I'm not sure what day she's teaching, but she's just a wonderful teacher. Getting to meditation, to the meditation method that I teach, again, it's called Shamatha Vipassana. Shamatha means to quiet the mind. Vipassana means to gain insight. And it's a very specific type of insight, too. And it's not anything that's analytical. It's insight into what's occurring with me in this moment, and specifically, where are my attachments? What am I clinging to? What am I craving? Because those are all distractions from what's occurring in this present moment. So if we go back to the primary purpose of meditation, to develop a non-distracted state, it's my clinging and craving. It's all these things that I want and all these things that I hope to avoid that keep me continually distracted.
Mm-hmm.
In this simple method of just being mindful of the breath in our bodies starts interrupting that thing called conditioned mind. Psychologists, psychiatrists today have a word for that, even called confirmation bias. We tend to see things in the way that confirms the way we want to see them. And that just has us living in a delusion. So if we can find a method, and this is a perfect one, of interrupting that conditioned thinking, that need for confirmation bias, then we can start seeing things clearly. So the method itself is very simple. We sit down, we quiet our eyes, find a comfortable space, a comfortable posture, and we just begin to focus on our breath. And usually pretty quickly, we're going to recognize that we're caught up in our thinking again. And what we do at that point is simply recognize it, be free of any judgment of ourselves or of the practice, and come back to the sensation of breathing. And anybody can do that. And those two components are a meditation practice. And the reason why I say that is people will often complain that I try to keep coming back to my breath and I lose it and I get caught up in my thinking again. But if you remember that the primary purpose of meditation is to develop that non-distracted state, recognizing when you're distracted by your own thoughts and coming back to your breath achieves that goal. The more you do it, the better you're going to be at it. So there's no such thing as an ineffective or not successful meditation session if you're using that method. And over time, our concentration naturally develops. The human mind wants to be calm. It does not want to be constantly distracted. So once it understands what's going on, and I'm talking about it like it's almost a third person, but that conditioned mind acts that way. Once our conditioned mind realizes what's going on here and the real benefits of quieting our mind and seeing things clearly, it becomes a pretty simple practice.
Mm-hmm. And what's funny is that certain things happen in my life and certain way I think, and I'm thinking, why are you thinking that? You shouldn't be. And I've said it many times. We've talked on the Medical Center show about if you've got a question about your health or something, don't just sit and ponder it. Find out.
Yeah.
Because so many times in my life have I found that I've been worried about something only to find out I was being very silly.
Yeah, that's exact, and that's part of conditioned mind. Okay. The reason why we think that way is something has happened in our life. We've had a reaction to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's caused an impression in our thinking. And we keep seeing things in those same terms, just from that same, to use the term in the Eightfold Path, from that same wrong view. And so we continually churn out our lives from that point of view that's not serving us well. It's just going to create more and more stress. We're attached to that way of thinking. And okay. We'll defend it. You know, we've all gotten in arguments where we defend our point of view.
Sure.
Even though we know our point of view is probably not the correct one. we'll argue it anyway.
Well, yeah, I'm never wrong.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, I want to ask you, when you teach, you talk to people just like you're talking to me?
Yes.
Pretty straightforward. Because I noticed when you came in, you said, can I move the microphone because I can't see you?
Oh.
And the only reason I'm saying that, I had a show in Washington, D.C., and Hillary Clinton was the host of my art show. And she came in to talk to me. And when she talked to me, she never took her eyes off of me.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, we're the only people in this room. Yeah. I mean, that's how I started to feel as we talked. And I thought, I'm sure that's a great political thing. But she made me feel so important and wasn't saying any great things about me. But just made me feel and touch my hand once.
Richard, you bring up. Thank you for saying that about me. I hope I'm.
Well, I noticed how you're staring at me, and I'm looking at you. Yeah.
One of the benefits, and it's one of the great benefits of a meditation practice within this framework of the Eightfold Path, is we develop the presence of mind, the useful mindfulness of being able to be with someone else. No matter who it is, because I'm not distracted by my own thoughts, I'm able to be focused on you. And I'm not talking about just myself. Anybody that develops this type of non-distracted state will have the ability to be present for their life as it's occurring. When you're with another person, you're present with that other person. When you're by yourself, you're present with yourself. When your life is unfolding, you're present with your life. So I'm here in this radio station right now talking to you, and I'm not cutting my lawn tomorrow. I'm not thinking about the new car I'm getting next week. I wish I was. You know, I'm not thinking about something that occurred while I was driving here. And for the first 25, 26, 27 years of my life, I was everywhere else except living my life. And because of this practice, I've developed the ability to be present in my own life as it occurs.
Okay.
And anybody can do it.
And with that, I've got to think about the commercials, so I got to take a break. I got to take a break for our last set of commercials, and we'll be right back after these messages.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is offering chamber members ways to find new customers during this difficult economic environment with the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program. The Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program is a direct mail program which targets new homeowners and renters shortly after they move into the Hunterdon County area. The new resident program offers limited advertising space on a first-come, first-placed program and provides new residents with ongoing access to member ads and promotions through online web links. This ad program is only available to members of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, so act quickly to reserve your space today. For more information on the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail program, visit www.hunterdon.chambermail.us or contact Hunterdon County Chamber Mail representative at 1-800-267-3139 or email at adinquiry@chambermail.us.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I believe that our participation and all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I believe that our participation and all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And we're back. This is Richard G. This is the Hunterdon Medical Center on the air, and I'm here with John Haspel, and we're talking about meditation, which I find extremely interesting because my life's very disruptive, I think. I don't know. And you're talking about you're here and you're not thinking about, well, I unfortunately am thinking about a drawing I'm working on at home, and that's whenever I'm here, that's usually where my mind is, working on this drawing. And one of the things that I found that I've been happy, I've had many other artists on shows, and I like to find out if maybe I'm crazy or we're all crazy, because I'll say, is art like a drug to you? You have to do it. Mm-hmm. And they'll say, yes, it is. I said, good, because that's the way I feel too. So I got a feeling that we're all that way.
Yeah, I think we are. Another way of saying that, though, Richard, is that we're just distracted. You're distracted by your art at home. People have other distractions. People, you know, they get caught up in their thoughts about anything.
Sure.
But look at it this way. That piece of art that you're working on is there right now.
Sure.
You can't do anything about
it. It's sitting right there on the drawing board.
So what would be the most beneficial thing for you right now, and I think you are. You seem to be very present with me too. You know, you're well focused. But to be with what's occurring in the moment, mm-hmm. and not be attached to our drawing, you know, golf match tomorrow, anything like that.
That, unfortunately, that drawing is attached to me and always is. Even when I'm driving, I'm thinking about it. If I'm driving back home, I'm thinking, I think I want to do this or I want to do, you know, it's always in my mind. And I always thought maybe that was my problem and not anybody else's.
No, it's the common problem. It's what the Buddha described as the first noble truth. There's an element of stress you just talked about driving. There's an element of stress that arises in our mind when we're driving. But even part of our focus is back on something that's that abstract,
sure.
as this drawing.
Sure.
So the more that we can keep our minds well concentrated, non-distracted, the more effective we'll be in our own lives, the more mindful we'll be of what's occurring. And the benefits are tremendous. The medical science is really coming to grips with the understanding that stress is the biggest problem we have for our health, and that if we can diminish or maybe eliminate stress, we're going to be much more healthy and enjoy our lives much better. the practical benefits of meditation within this framework of the Eightfold Path is exactly that, to first diminish and then to finally eliminate all stress.
Well, you know, I totally believe that. I had a very stressful job at Newsweek. I enjoyed it, though. I enjoyed it. But I knew I was there 21 years. I knew I couldn't stay there forever. And I watched people around me die of heart attacks. Mm-hmm.
And enjoying it, too.
Yes, but died of heart attacks. Yeah. So I knew that a time had to come that I had to separate myself from that. The other thing is, my friend, and I'll call him my friend because I've had known him for quite a while, Malcolm Forbes, in his building down on Fifth Avenue, he had a swimming pool. And he told his employees, I want you to use the pool for at least 1 hour a day, but you can't do it at lunch hour.
Wow.
Well, that's a great break.
Yeah.
To be able to, even if you just jump in the water and lay there.
Yeah. And you bring up another great point. Even those that are enjoying their work so much that they don't want to take that break and go jump in the pool.
Yeah.
Need to, because it's not just chasing pleasure. Pleasure is probably the bigger stressor than anything else, because that's what we put our focus on. We're always chasing what gives us pleasure. A great job that has us working 18 hours a day. It's still going to give us an early heart attack, most likely.
And I saw it. I saw it happen. Yeah. And I was probably one of the worst, because I would sit there for 18 hours and not move.
Yeah.
And just, I'll go to the bathroom right after I'd finish this. I'll go in a minute. I'll go, you know, because in my mind, I'm putting this magazine out. We're getting this stuff out. We got to get it out. We're going to get it out. And that was my plan, what I needed to do.
Yeah.
But maybe I didn't. Maybe I did it. I could still do that and still relax a bit.
You probably could. But your view was that you couldn't, that you needed to do just what you're doing. That would be called a wrong view or an unskillful view.
Okay. Well, I am.
The right view within this framework, within this context, would say, I don't need to do that. I don't need to be attached to what's driving me to live this way. I can look at a different, I can experience life in a different way from a different point of view. And meditation brings you that. It's the foundation for developing the type of concentration that we need to see things clearly.
Now, I'm going to say this, and it's very true. Newsweek magazine became who I am.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
That's the perfect description of what it is that clings. It's this ego personality that we have that attaches itself to everything that defines itself.
When I'd meet somebody, what do you do? Well, I'm an associate editor with Newsweek.
Yeah.
And everybody knew that name. They knew that name, whether they read the magazine or not, they knew the name.
Exactly.
I could have said Playboy, and it would probably been the same thing.
Yeah.
But it became a big part of my life.
Yeah.
And I grew up very poor in Ohio, came to New York, and suddenly got a job, had a loft in Manhattan, was living a nice life. And maybe that, I thought, well, that's because of that.
Yeah, well, that's part of conditioned thinking. There was a time early in my life that I became partners with someone in the construction business. And he had grown up in a depression.
Mm-hmm.
The construction business was doing great. I mean, we were making thousands and thousands of dollars every day. But this guy insisted on working 7 days a week, 10, 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
He never gave it up because of that thought that someday he might be broke again. He might lose it all.
And
he can never have enough. But
did he ever retire?
He was still banging nails when he died.
Well, see, I'm thinking my grandfather, who grew up in the Depression, worked all his life extremely hard. And he retired, and 2 months later was dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he didn't know what to do.
You can't think of anything else to do.
And he was a fisherman. He liked to fish. And I said, pack the car up, take grandma with you, and travel around the country and fish. Oh, I can't spend that money. I said, spend it. We're going to spend it if you don't.
Yeah, talk about clinging.
Yeah.
But his whole identity was caught up in that.
I can't spend that money. And he died of a heart attack
And that's, again, that's the common problem we all have, Richard. You know, we're all attached to that. Do we have just a couple of minutes?
We've got 1 minute.
I'd be happy to come back. Finish it by saying what we're talking about, this ego personality. It's what the Buddha said, what you think you are is not it. You're so much more than that. You do not have to be attached to all these things that you use to define yourself, and you can live lives of lasting peace and happiness.
I like that idea.
I do too.
I like that idea a lot. I tell you what, I do other shows. I've got your card. I'm going to have to invite you back.
I'd love it.
We'll just talk like we've been talking today, because it's been really interesting, and I'm really glad you came. Why don't you say how can people get in touch with you if they want to take a class?
On the integrative medicine, I think it's called integrativemedicine.healthcare.org, I believe is it.
That's it.
100 in Integrative Medicine, and I also have a website called crossrivermeditation.com. Okay. I teach Wednesday nights at the 100 Integrative Medicine Department, 7:15. Okay. Thank you, Richard. It's been a pleasure.
It's been really nice to meet you, and we'll get together again.
Great.
Okay. I'm gonna put the news on, and Georgine will be in with Hot and 100 right after this.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. President Obama held a press conference earlier from the G7 summit in Germany. During the talks, the countries discussed the fighting between Ukraine and Russian-backed separatists. Obama says Russian President Vladimir Putin has a decision to make.
Does he continue to wreck his country's economy and continue Russia's isolation?
The G7 leaders also agreed not to lift sanctions on Russia until they abide by the Minsk agreement. Authorities have released surveillance video showing the fatal shooting of a Boston man suspected of plotting to kill police officers. Officials say it shows officers shooting 26-year-old Usama Rahim June 2nd after they attempted to question him about terrorist-related information.
And I don't think at this point he was going to go down very easy. There were multiple requests for him to put down that weapon.
That was Police Commissioner William Evans. This is USA Headline News.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Can I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime.
No.
So, want to join our rewards program?
No.
Awesome. We'll talk about it when we land.
Bobby.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobil, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Clean up with deals on top quality hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Tired of that old carpet? Replace it with stylish and affordable hardwood, like 5-inch pre-finished oak for just 99 cents. It's easier to clean than carpet, and this week we've got it for less than half of what you'd pay at other stores. Or get hand-scraped bamboo for $1.99. It's beautifully textured, and now it's 43% less. Plus, laminate.